Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch for the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our Artist of the Week, Montel Jordan. You already know, this is how we do it. And in today's entertainment spotlight, hear part of my conversation with debut author Ruchira Gupta discussing her powerful book, I Kick and I Fly, and her work battling human trafficking. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, homeowner who shot black teen Ralph Yarl pleads not guilty. Walking with a cane and speaking too quietly to be heard throughout a Liberty, Missouri courtroom, the 84-year-old suspect pleaded not guilty Wednesday in the shooting of Ralph Yarl, a black teenager who mistakenly knocked on the individual's front door looking for his younger brothers. Conversations Daily News is not naming the suspect. The shooting has attracted presidential attention and renewed national debate about gun policies as people react with shock to a 16-year-old honor student being shot first in the head, then in the arm, while making a routine errand in a residential neighborhood. The case is among three in recent days involving young people who were shot after mistakenly showing up in the wrong places. A 20-year-old woman was killed in upstate New York when the car she was in pulled into the wrong driveway. In Texas, two cheerleaders were shot after one of them mistakenly got into a car thinking it was hers. Yarl was shot at point-blank range in the head, but miraculously survived the bullet. Some civil rights leaders and Yarl's family attorney have urged prosecutors to charge the suspect with a hate crime. Yarl's attorney has noted Yarl was armed only with his black skin. Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson said first-degree assault is a higher-level crime, allowing a longer sentence than a hate crime charge would, meaning up to life in prison. Though activists have called for the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate, it was unclear whether it would do so. Messages seeking comment from the department were not returned. In more national news, Feinstein matter stirs angst among some Senate peers. For some senators, the Democratic effort to temporarily replace ailing 89-year-old Dianne Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee is about speeding up confirmation of President Joe Biden's federal court nominees, but for others, particularly her most long-serving peers, it's personal. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who is the same age as a California Democrat and has worked with her for three decades on the committee, said he thinks Democrats have been trying to force her out of office because she's old. He called that anti-human. The attempt to replace her on the committee is disrespectful and not in keeping with her many contributions, says Susan Collins of Maine, a Republican who is close friends with Feinstein. Feinstein is not the first senator to take an extended medical absence or face uncomfortable questions about age or cognitive ability. But the open discussion over her capacity to serve shows just how much the Senate has changed in recent years, with high-stakes partisanship replacing a more collegial, clubby atmosphere. It also highlights the difficulties and the sensitivity surrounding Democrats' uphill efforts to replace Feinstein's vote on the influential committee as she recovers from a case of the shingles. Her absence, which comes as her health and memory has noticeably declined in recent years, means that some of Biden's picks for the federal bench are stalled in committee. In more national news, coroner says Aaron Carter drowned in tub from drug and inhalant. Singer and rapper Aaron Carter accidentally drowned in his bathtub as a result of sedatives he'd taken and gas used in spray cleaners he had inhaled, a coroner report said this week. Carter, the younger brother of the Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter, was found submerged and dead at age 34 in the bathtub of his home in Lancaster, California in November of last year, the autopsy report from the Los Angeles County coroner said this week. Sheriff deputies had been the last people to see Carter alive when they visited his home at 2 a.m. on November the 4th of last year for a welfare check after he had been seen and heard huffing and inhalant on an Instagram live video, according to a police report included in the autopsy finding. He asked the deputies to leave, and they did. The autopsy found that the sedatives, often sold under the brand name Xanax, the two substances incapacitated him in the tub and caused the drowning, the report said. In international news, U.S.-made Patriot-guided missile systems arrived in Ukraine. American-made Patriot missiles have arrived in Ukraine, the country's defense minister said on Wednesday, providing Kyiv with a long-sought new shield against the Russian airstrikes that have devastated cities and civilian infrastructure. The U.S. agreed in October to send the surface-to-air systems, which can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles, such as those that Russia has used to bombard residential areas and the Ukrainian power grid. Today, our beautiful Ukrainian sky becomes more secure, the defense ministry said in a tweet. And finally, in business news, Wall Street is mixed as calm continues. Wall Street barely budged again on Wednesday following another set of mixed earnings reports from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 inched down 0.35 points, or less than 1%, to 4,154. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 80 points, or 0.2%, to 33,897, and the Nasdaq Composite edged up 4 points, or less than 0.1%, to 12,157. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. There can be no ripples in the water if no one chooses to jump in. Today, take the plunge. Who knows what you can achieve when you decide to stir things up. Have an amazing Thursday. Montel Jordan is one of our artists of the week this week. You guys know we could not do a throwback without taking you guys back to the song everybody knows. No matter who you are, what age you are, this is how we do it. We're here on Conversations Daily News.
This is how we do it.
So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it.
Feel so good in my hood tonight. I'm gonna make some tough, get your body in your shop. Shake it, run and boys, come on, tell you feel right.
You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
Come on, show them time for them things.
I'm trying to find them all the cars.
Montel made no money and life show was slow.
And all they say was 6'8", he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good.
They lived the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said.
Q1 OG are gonna make some cash. Selling million records and we're making a dash.
Oh, I'm buzzing for cash.
Flip the track, bring the old school back.
We are part of my conversation coming up with author and activist Rashira Gupta in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Savage Webb with entertainment spotlight. Author Rashira Gupta joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her debut novel, I Kick and I Fly. Here's a bit of our conversation.
But Rashira, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to talk with someone in Mississippi about my book, I Kick and I Fly, because I want young people, their parents and their teachers, to read the book and find some answers which might just save their lives.
Yeah. And that goes, Rashira, to what you've kind of devoted your life to. Of course, now we get to know you as an author. We're going to definitely talk about what that title has been like for you. But you have been able to advocate on behalf of others for quite some time. How does that feel to know that by doing that, you've been able to make a difference in the lives of others?
It feels good, you know. It feels very, very good to see that, you know, what was just a seed has now become a tree. And it's bearing fruit in bringing positive change in the lives of the most vulnerable human beings, victims of sex trafficking and their children. When I became an activist, I didn't even know I was becoming an activist. I was a journalist. I was traveling through the hills of Nepal, came across rows of villages with missing girls, and I wanted to do something about it. I ended up telling the story in a documentary, The Selling of Innocence, and I won an Emmy for it. But when I was here in New York and looking at the bright lights and the applause, all I could see were the eyes of the mothers. And I thought, you know, I'm going to use this documentary to make a difference. So I took the documentary to the United Nations and to the U.S. Senate, spoke about the crime of human trafficking, and got them to create absolutely brand new laws, the Trafficking Victim Protection Act and the UN Protocol to End Trafficking, so that we could actually protect the victims, prevent the trafficking of the next generation of children, and punish the perpetrators. And that's become the gold standard all over the world. But also what it has done is given us a legal framework through which we can work against organized crime. The United Nations says that human trafficking is the second largest crime in the world, generating billions of dollars.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. Providing us on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.